Theo scrubbed his hands over his beard, then ran them through his hair. He needed a haircut. It had been too long since he'd last been into town. It was becoming increasingly easy to stay away from people in general. Being a hermit was so much simpler than dealing with those who didn't see the world the same way that he did. There were only two problems with being a hermit: running out of supplies and being left in his own company. He liked to eat more than just squirrels and hares, and his own company wasn't exactly scintillating. Some days he itched with a feeling that he was supposed to be doing more with his life, that he had some kind of calling. If only he knew what that damn calling was. He lifted a metal tankard to his lips as he stared into the flames cavorting in the hearth. The mug was empty. Drat it. He was on his last cask of homemade wine, and fruit was difficult to come by at the very beginning of spring. It might be several weeks before he had anything he could use to make more. He heaved himself out of the chair, and his right knee twinged, making him hiss in a sharp breath. His grandpapa had always said getting older wasn't for the faint-hearted, and Theo was beginning to understand what the old codger had meant. Not that mid-40s was what he considered older, but it was old enough to glimpse what his future held in terms of an aging body. But he wasn't allowed the luxury of bemoaning growing older. He was, after all, one of the lucky ones, one of those who'd survived the Great Blight. His parents and sister had never got to experience old age, and neither had millions upon millions of others. He wondered for the umpteenth time if it was the ultimate source of his continued dissatisfaction. Did it all come down to survivor's guilt? Would he have been a normal, happy person if the blight had never happened? Ah, he grumbled to himself, stretching his knee before trudging towards his tiny cottage kitchen, wondering if mid-morning was too late for breakfast. Pointless internal conversations. You really do need to get a life. Yes, you do, a voice said behind him. Theo froze, his right hand raised to open his food cupboard, his left still clutching the empty tankard. His heart exploded into a frenzied pounding as adrenaline flooded his veins. The villagers liked to spin stories of raiders in the forest, but he had always laughed them off. Theodore Rufus Cunningham, the quiet but intense male voice addressed him. We need to talk. Befuddled, Theo slowly turned to face the intruder, certain only of one thing. He'd never heard this man's voice before. In the kitchen doorway stood a tall stranger, dressed in rugged work pants and leather boots with a full-length oilskin duster over a dark t-shirt. The young man was in his prime, lean and strong. If it came down to a fight, Theo had no hope. But that wasn't what had Theo's mouth dropping open in astonishment. You... Theo broke off and cleared his throat, swallowing hard. You have wings. He frowned after the words left his mouth, glancing down at the tankard in his hand. Had the last brew gone bad? Yes, I do, the stranger agreed, his emotionless expression unchanging. No, you're not mad, and no, the drink wasn't bad or spiked. Get yourself something to eat, it'll steady your nerves. I'll give you a few moments to collect yourself. That said, the man backed away from the doorway with surprisingly quiet footsteps and went to stand with his arms crossed in front of the fire. Theo blinked slowly, but when he refocused his eyes, the man was still there. A normal human figure on one level, but superimposed over that figure was another larger being, a being bright with a powerful multi-hued aura, and one with magnificent feathered wings folded neatly across his back, the top of them towering up over his head, and the bottom trailing down to Theo's dusty wooden floorboards. Theo had seen auras since he was a small child, sensed things about people that no one else did, even sometimes sensed the presence of those who had died, but never in all his 46 years had he seen anything quite like this.